You like playing on the road?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love it. Especially going to Oakland, playing in, especially our division, just seeing those guys on the road, true rivals. Fans hate us, so it's something that I look forward to every year.
You had that big pick there last year. Yeah. There's an awesome photo of you kneeling in the end zone, the whole black holes right there. You kind of live for moments like that? I mean, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just to have that moment, and I definitely want that again. Should try to get another one there. It's always fun, especially on the road, playing KC, playing in Oakland, San Diego. I love playing there every year.
For the Broncos, business trips aren't such a drag. It's teammate bonding time.
What up, Broncos country boy? It's Chris Harris joining you on road. We out here, man. Get this dub, business trip. Big vibes, no fly zone, baby.
We're going on the road, we have that great bond. I think that's what really makes us really good. Even here, staying at home, we connect, everybody connects and be able to chill together. And you got to have a nice suit on our team. You can't come up with a regular suit, especially because we got too many jokesters. They're clowning you. So you always got to be dressed to impress for real and bring your A game every road game.
New suit every single week then?
Yeah, almost every single week. I try to get at least 4 or 5 new ones every year.
But ultimately, it's a business trip, and there's work to be done.
Do you still get butterflies going into the game?
Yeah, I do. You definitely get nervous. I guess playing corner is just like it's a position that you can never go into a game relaxed or calm because you can always be beat by anybody. And the way these quarterbacks are, they're so good and they're so accurate. So you always have to have your A game, especially playing corner. I'm always nervous.
His routine is like a well-oiled machine.
Well, it's game day, baby. Time to get this win. I want to beat the Jags.
Most of the time we're at the hotel, so I always make sure I want to always get great sleep. I always try to get 9 hours of sleep, starting there. And then make sure I get a great breakfast in the morning, make sure I got a lot of energy going on. And then after that, I just sit, chill.
No pump-up music or anything that you, like a ritual that you normally go through?
I mean, I'm probably pretty much pumping up on the way to the game, kind of. Listen to a lot of music on the way to the game, but mainly throughout the day, I try to just be calm and try not to turn up too early.
Do you go over notes or you? That's all, you already done all that?
Yeah, I'm pretty much done. The night before, I kind of go over everything and it really depends on how late. If you play a night game, I'll look over it again, but most of the time, I'm pretty much done the night before.
On the road, what bus do you normally get on? How early do you like to get to the game?
Oh, I'm on the last bus for sure. I just feel like it's pointless for me to go warm up outside. I've never done that in the league for some reason. I just always just show up in the locker room, warm up in the locker room and get ready. So some guys like to go out and get stretched and run around on the field, but I just never have. I just stay inside, and then by the time it's time for DBs and linebackers to go out, that's when I come out.
The matchup with the Raiders doesn't go as Harris had hoped.
Hey, tackle! We just got tackled! Ball!
Just stop.
Final score, Raiders 30, Broncos 20.
But the beauty of the NFL is that there's always next week.
They pounded the ball. They ran the ball good. They threw the ball. They did everything they needed to. They played great defense today. They outplayed us on defense. And our goal is every week to be the best defense on the field. We wasn't today. I mean, we still got a lot left on the line. It's not like we won a championship or they won a championship today. It's still a lot of football left to play. And we just got to get back to business, get back to try to get a road win next week in New Orleans.
The grind continues. But Harris always keeps sight of the bigger picture.
I always tell my wife I appreciate everything she's doing because, I mean, she can get kind of put behind my life, me being who I am. So I just always try to include them in everything and try to make sure that they know that they're appreciated.
you know, we're so supportive. So I always make sure we have on something that has on T5 or some for Daddy. And, like, you know, we just make it like we're a team, like on the field and off the field. And this is what we're doing. So if it's game day, we're going to support Daddy and, like, make sure we're quiet and making sure he's focused and stuff. So, I mean, for us, it really is just second nature. It's just life. So
off the field, what kind of guys do you like?
Oh, great guy. You know, his wife, he has two daughters, man. He has a beautiful family, man. I'm just so happy for everything that's happened for him and his family.